The federal government is going into the elephant business, taking control of a herd of 16 circus elephants outside Richmond, Illinois. The Department of Agriculture says the elephants have been mistreated by their owner. A consent decree took effect this week. The owner of the elephants will turn over the animals to federal authorities over the summer and will pay a $200,000 fine. Animal rights activists have been on the case of this particular company for some time. Hawthorne Corporation began as a circus in the late 50s and grew into a business that supplies animals to other circuses. It was a Hawthorne elephant called Tyke that killed its trainer and escaped from a circus to run down the streets of Honolulu in 1994 until it was shot and killed. A couple of years later, two of the elephants owned by Hawthorne died of tuberculosis, and last year, the USDA confiscated an elephant that was not getting proper veterinary care and sent it to the Elephant Sanctuary in Tennessee. The Hawthorne 16, if we may call them that, will presumably have a better life now. The company owners said in a statement that Hawthorne will work with the Department of Agriculture to find them loving homes. But there is a problem. The herd has been exposed to tuberculosis, and it may not be possible to send these animals to a place where there are other elephants, and the herd may have to stay together. So, 16 elephants in search of a home in an election year. Let us remember that the elephant is the mascot of the grand old party. Here's a whole herd of mascots in need of help. Surely somewhere there is a generous Republican donor who owns a potential elephant patch. The Washington Post, which reported the story this week, did not say where the elephants came from, but perhaps a home might be found someplace that resembles the temperate highlands of Kenya. Lots of grass and brush, places where elephants can wade in the water. Republican candidates could come from around the country and pose with real Republican elephants in the picture. And surely the Party of Family Values would like to see this herd kept together. Elephants in the wild peacefully mill around woods and waterholes. You can hear them stripping bushes of their branches and leaves, and that's another GOP connection. After all, the most famous Republican of them all, President Ronald Reagan, liked nothing better than a bit of brush clearing.